The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. We'll start with a meditation here. So finding a posture that is both upright and easeful. And then this in itself is a practice. Some of you will choose to use the backrest as a support. Some of you will choose to not have the back be supported, sitting either on the floor or maybe closer to the edge of the seat. Whatever feels appropriate for you tonight. Letting the body rest in the present moment on the sitting surface, on the chair or cushion. Feeling the feet on the ground. Feeling grounded, connected. Feeling the hands resting gently. Maybe tuning into what the hands are touching. Is it warm or cool? Rough or soft? Just feeling those sensations. Feeling the pressure where our body meets the chair or cushion, where our seat meets the seat of the chair, perhaps, or cushion. Let the belly relax. Can there be some openness in the chest? This might be a very slight movement, very small. Maybe the shoulders go back just a tiny bit. And in the same way, maybe the chin goes back just a tiny bit. That allows the ears to be aligned with the shoulders. And then tuning into the experience of breathing. That might be the sensations of air as it goes in and out of the nose. Feeling of the slight stretch in the chest with the in-breath and the release of the stretch with the out-breath. Or maybe it's the movement of the belly, the abdomen, as the body breathes. whichever location feels most comfortable this evening. Resting the attention on the sensations of breathing. Allowing the simple fact of being here, breathing, is enough. And notice other experiences that are being had. There's sounds. Their bodily sensations. Can they all be present without needing to change them? It's just what's being experienced. And coming back and resting in the sensations of breathing. We're not trying to create some special state. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're just being here, hanging out with the sensations of breathing and whatever other experiences arise. It's natural that the mind would get pulled into thinking. We don't have to make it a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Or other experiences that are arising, sounds, bodily sensations. And then noticing a bodily sensation, maybe where the body meets the chair or cushion, or some other sensation, and notice how the mind relates to that sensation. Does it want more? Does it want less? Is it neutral? You don't have to change it. We're just noticing the relationship to the sensation. What about with some sounds? What is the relationship to the next sound you experience? sense of wanting more, wanting less, or neutral towards the sound. We're just noticing. What happens if you let go or soften any sense of how can I make this better? And instead, ask, what happens if I just let this be? Instead of, how do I make this better? We just ask, what happens if I just let this be? What happens if I just let this experience be? We could say this is the heart of practice. Not chasing after pleasant, not pushing away unpleasant. Recognizing whatever's being known in this moment. Can we let go of the subtle ways in which we're trying to fix or strive? And just let it be. Let yourself sense the possibility of freedom, not as a destination, but as a different way of relating right here, right now. This idea of paying attention to our relationship to experience and just letting whatever experience is there to be there, because it is there. And to recognize that this is actually where freedom lies. It's not in getting everything perfect, because if you could do that, you would have done it already. But it's about our relationship to what's happening. This is where the freedom lies. So now I'd like to provide an opportunity for you to get into small groups and to just discuss this a little bit. This notion of recognizing our relationship to our experience, and this shift from reacting, fixing, striving to allowing. This shift from, often we meet our experiences wanting them to be a little bit different in a subtle way, reacting, fixing, striving, and instead allowing whatever's there. Doesn't mean we like it, doesn't mean we want it, just allowing what's actually there to be there. So we want to get into groups of three and four and talk about what is that shift like for you to go from shift, from fixing, striving, to allowing. This movement from having this slight pressure against what's happening to just opening up to, oh yeah, this is what's happening. So in these small groups, these are going to be a short time. Please, not one person just do a lot of talking and then having just a few seconds, you know, for the last person. These don't have to be like regular conversations. It's just maybe a bunch of monologues and individual talks, and then the next person talks, and then the next person talks. You'll have 12 minutes to do this. So we'll come back, I'm looking at this clock here, at 7:16, so that you guys know that when we'll come back here. 7:16 and 38 seconds. Okay.